This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And as I always say to you, you have to be involved, you have to be engaged, you have to be informed. It's the only way that we can fight back and we can push back. And if you look at what's going on today in today's world with the court systems and some of our legal firms, you know, it's just amazing to me. Look what the medical profession is doing. We just had someone on who's talking about teen suicide and how the medical profession doesn't discourage it. It is really a consistent, continual backwards day here. In the United, well, actually, worldwide, really. But every day you see more and more of these crazy things coming down. And here in California, we're the worst. Now, you guys know that I've been fighting and dealing with and yelling about what we're doing to our children. We have little boys and little girls at 4 and 5 and 6 years old that may say something where the mother or what have you, or father for that matter, may decide that, oh, well, you know, little Johnny wants to be a girl. He keeps saying he wants to be like mommy, little, and vice versa. And you hear it all the time. We've had Walt Heyer on the show plenty of times. A man that went from male to female and back to male again. And when he went from male to female, God, they were giving him all kinds of accolades and awards and giving him all kinds of money. He was still depressed. He still wanted to commit suicide. When he came to the realization he had made a mistake and wanted to go back, nobody would help him. You know, again, this is an ideology. This is almost like a religion. Well, a Texas court recently has barred a father from teaching his 6-year-old son that he is a boy, or from dressing him like a boy for that matter, even though the child chooses to be a boy around the dad. Now, the boy named James is stuck in a custody case between the father and the mother who insists the boy is a transgender girl. Now, a gender transition therapist diagnosed James with gender dysphoria. Now, we've talked about that plenty of times on the show. And the boy's teacher in school treat him like a girl, calling him Luna. He uses the girl's restroom. But when the child's around his father, he refuses to be acknowledged as a girl. The mother wants to terminate the father's parental rights over this. This is just nuts. But you know what? Jess Younger, the boy's dad, has agreed to come on the show with us tonight. And I got to tell you, I am so thankful to him. I am so thankful that somebody in the middle of this is willing to get up and speak about it. And Jess, thank you so much for being with me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You know, and I'll tell you something. Thanks for being a father. Thanks for being a dad. Thanks for, you know, being willing to take this on and fight this through to protect your child. And I mean that sincerely.
Well, it's, you know, it's, I accept the thanks. It's strange to, in our society, that we have to give thanks for something that quite obviously every father owes his child, which is to protect them with everything he has, including his life.
Yeah. All right. So, first of all, just give us an 80,000-foot overview of the story, when it started, how you even went down this road.
So, here's the short version of this. So, you know, my boys are 7 years old. I have James and Jude. I named them after the brothers of Jesus. They were baptized into the Orthodox Church. I'm Orthodox Christian. Around the age of 2 years old, I began to notice some strange things with his mom, Ann Georgelis, who's a pediatrician in Cabell, Texas, by the way. And she started giving him timeouts and saying weird things like, James, the monsters only eat boys, and then leaving him in a room in a timeout. And so I began staying at home with my sons, working out of the home. And eventually, she filed for divorce, forced me out of the house, the usual story. By the time I'm living about a mile away, and we have a 50-50 custody split as we're heading towards final trial of the divorce, my son is maybe a month past his third birthday, and he's wearing a dish towel on his head. And I said, "Hey, why are you wearing a dish towel? Are you Lawrence Bravey or something?" And he said, "No, I'm a girl." And so I whipped out my phone. It's the first time I ever took an iPhone video. Figured out how to do it and said, "Hey, why do you say you're a girl?" And he said, "Well, because mommy says I'm a girl." And then he just started telling me all these other things mommy does. Mommy puts me in a dress. Mommy, puts these breadths in my hair and these woman's hair bands in my hair. And she tells me I'm a girl. And so I texted her, and she verified that she was telling him that he was a girl. We went through, in Texas, you get something called a custody evaluator, and they're a psychologist who sort of evaluates both parties and makes custody recommendations to the court. So Blake Mitchell is the psychologist here in Dallas who handled my evaluation. My number one complaint was that she was tampering with James's gender identity. And I presented him this video. When we got to trial, that video was nowhere in his report. It was never mentioned. And he said he found no evidence that she was tampering with his gender identity.
Wow.
So because the courts ruled that I had tried to mislead them and all this other stuff, they gave her primary custody of James. And then she started really ramping it up. So I start, I get electronic communication with him every day. And then, they'd be at a mall, and I'd see him in a dress at a mall. And it just kept escalating, and I became more and more stridently against it.
Wow. I'm floored here. We got to go for a quick break. But I want people to hear the progression of this and what you had to go through. And where you're at today. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. What do you do when a court says you have to allow your boy to be brought up as a girl? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, before I bring my guest back on, you know, he is fighting not only just a custody battle, not only through a divorce, but he's fighting, in essence, to save his son, to save his son's future. And, you know, we do these stories on a regular basis, and it's just beyond me why the left has to, and forgive my language because it's really irritating to me, has to screw with everything in nature. We have 79 different genders. Boys aren't boys, girls aren't girls, okay? You want to be, you know, you're such a bunch of lunatics that on one side of town, there is no such thing as gender. On the other side of town, you have to be called a boy or a girl. I mean, how much crack do you have to smoke to be that confused in life? It is just amazing to me. You have, you know, again, not Hawk in the book, but in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the very first chapter, if you don't think this is apropos to today, and it's been getting worse as the years go on, is absolutes. Absolutely not. Because if the left gives into the fact that there are absolutes in life, then guess what? There's a right and a wrong. And there's a God that sets those things in motion. That has got to be one scary place for those people to be. Now, one guy, God bless him for going through the fight, not giving up, not throwing his hands up. Because a lot of you fathers out there, a lot of you single fathers especially, you've been browbeaten to believing that you're a second-class citizen, and you're not. You deserve a right to have, as long as you're acting like a father, as long as you are really a dad, you deserve right to that child as well. So Jeff Younger has agreed to join me. He's going through this fight right now with his son, James, whose mom wants him to be Luna. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
You're welcome.
You know, you talked about showing up at the mall, and no, I know it's not funny, but I can only imagine what you felt like when you showed up at the mall, and there was your son in a dress.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And she does this a lot. So she initially she would bring him in wigs and she dresses him like Desmond. It's amazing. I mean, she dresses him like, well, the only way I can say this, and I know it's a family program, but like a French prostitute. And fake eyelashes, long eyelashes, lipstick, everything.
She puts all that on him?
And she was doing that. Oh,
she
yeah.
does that? Oh,
he goes,
God.
Listen, the school lets him do it. So she registered him in school. His fifth birthday is what she chose as his coming out party. And there were church people at my church who invited to that party and so forth. He came out in a dress. The reports I have are that he hid under a table. He was so embarrassed. And then she enrolled him in school as a girl named Luna. And they let him wear makeup at school, even though they don't let the other kids.
Right.
Just, other girls wear.
Wow. So,
yeah, just him.
So they're playing this up big time. This is the part about it where it's not equality they want. They want total control. This
Correct.
Is really sick. And they want to tell
even,
you what's right or wrong.
It's worse than... They do. It's worse than total control. What they want to do is to invert the natural God-given order particularly between men and women. So, for example, with my son, what's so amazing about this, and I think it's why the left have seized on this case as one of their main interests, is that my son presents both as a boy and as a girl. He presents only as a girl with his mother. With everyone else, he presents as a boy. Now, this boy then has a choice, right? You could give him a life with a normal gender identity, and he has a chance at a normal life, a pretty good chance. You could give him to his mother, where he presents as a girl, and he's going to live a life of banishment and despair. And what's happening is the psychological experts, the schools, and to some degree the courts, are privileging the abnormal gender expression over the normal one, because my son has a choice. He does both.
So
and that's what's so bizarre about this.
So let me ask you, when he's with mom and, you know, he's dressed as a girl, what have you, when he comes to your house, is it an instantaneous wanting to change? Has he told the judge or anybody else that he doesn't want to be in girls' clothing?
This is what's interesting. He changes into boys' clothes at his mother's home and comes out to me as a boy, which means that he is comfortable in boy's clothes as a boy, even with his mother. And what he tells, the court ordered us to take James to a social worker so that he could express his preferences. He said he wants to be a girl with his mother and a boy with his father. He's doing whatever he thinks that his mom will do to love him.
Wow.
Yes. But it's very interesting that he is in boy's clothes at his mother's home. He's perfectly comfortable with it. And so is his mother.
And he hides when he's with girls' clothes. When he's at school, he is not comfortable. And have you had any of the school administrators or teachers tell you that he acts uncomfortable as well?
He acts normally as long as he thinks they don't know that he's really a boy.
Okay.
So he thinks his teachers and everybody thinks he's a girl. He hasn't figured out that they actually know he's a boy. So he's not going to be when he finds
that out.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, he's getting to the point where he can't hide it. He's just going to look like a big boy in a dress. So that's around the corner. You know, at school he uses the girls' bathroom. All of his authority figures say he's a girl. For a long time, he didn't really believe me that he was a boy because his teachers, the principal, the campus police, the lunch ladies, the librarians, the gym teacher, everybody said that he was a boy. It was only when I took him to a priest and said, look, can you tell my son he's a boy? He goes, yeah, you're a boy. That he thought, wow, that's interesting.
That's great.
You know? And so what happened was I became more and more strident and was preparing to take action against the school. And so in July of last year, Ann Georgelis filed a motion to modify our custody agreement, which is it's a thinly veiled attempt to just take away all of my parental rights.
Right.
And she's asking the court to jail me if I say that James is a boy or if I present him as a boy outside of the home. She's asking the court to jail me if I refuse to attend transgender re-education classes or if I fail to satisfy the transgender instructor with my sincerity. She's asking the court to jail me if I use male pronouns with James or if I allow anyone else to use male pronouns. She's asking the court to jail me if I give my son a masculine haircut. And here's the big kicker that I think I haven't heard talked about very much, and this is a big one. So in Texas, all of this is considered medical child support. They're asking me to pay for the sexual mutilation of my son.
Wow.
And throw me in prison if I don't.
Okay, let's talk. We need to talk about this on the other side of the break. I'm just floored. If I drank, I'd be drinking heavily right now. Just listening to you. Joe Mazzini, your host, just on the real side. Don't go far. You've got to hear this all the way through. And we have to help this man protect his children. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 2020 census will now be printed without a question about citizenship. It was just last week when the Supreme Court ruled the question was being sought under a false pretext. Opponents of the question had argued that its inclusion would lead to the undercounting of certain demographic groups. ACLU attorney Sarah Brennan.
We are very pleased, and we feel like in light of the Supreme Court decision last week that this was the only way that the federal government could move forward.
Navy SEAL Commander Edward Gallagher has been found not guilty in the fatal stabbing of an Islamic State prisoner in Iraq. He was also charged with shooting random civilians while on his watch. The San Diego military jury did find him guilty on one count, posing with a corpse. Gallagher was sentenced to 4 months behind bars, but was credited with 201 days already served while he awaited trial. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution here. And so I don't want to waste any time. You know, you guys know the drill. Head over to the website if you want to help out. I got a donation button there. We've got, you can buy the book, you can buy the, you know the drill. I want to get back to, I want to get back to my guest, Jeff Younger, who is fighting for his son, and I don't want to over-dramatize. I don't want to say, you know, fighting for the life of his son, but you know what? He really is. And I'm not talking about necessarily the heartbeat life of his son, but the life of his son going forward, in having a decent life, in being a normal young man, right? A father, a husband, and then later on a leader in his community. And to be put through this at 6 years old, a judge deciding that you can't bring, a judge decides that you can't bring your son up, your biological son up, as a male. It's just nuts. It's just crazy. Jeff, again, I want to thank you for, you consider it the norm, but look around you, it's not the norm. I want to thank you for fighting for your son in this situation.
I'm going to keep fighting. I'm never going to let this kid down.
Yep, I'll, and you're doing all right. So, and we'll give, and the reason I haven't given out the website and all that is that, you know, people are listening and they're not going to write it down. I want to give it at the end so they can write it down and get there and help you out. So, you know, we were talking during the break, and let's just jump into this one. You've been to the court, and what is the progression in the court? And really the expenses, you were telling me during the break, is with the expert witnesses that you have to have. It's the only way to tear down the state. You've got to have these witnesses in there.
So there's some things that I've learned, and it's they're quite astounding. One is that family courts throughout America are not courts of law. They're called courts of equity. And it turns out there are two ways to adjudicate court cases in the United States. One is through equity and one is through law. Federal courts do both cases in one court, so they'll determine that this particular for a case? Is it a course of equity or a course of law? Case of law. Family courts are all equity courts, which means that they have broad powers to ignore statute in order to create a good outcome for all parties. That's the theory behind it. What that practically means is that when the American Psychological Association comes out, say, with a new classification of gender dysphoria and a whole new clinical diagnostic protocol for it and so forth, all of these experts throughout the country are now obligated to use this protocol and to use these terms and to make certain kinds of recommendations based on those terms and those diagnoses. When you go into family court, those policies by the APA effectively have the status of law, because the equity court will consider the expert opinions as authoritative as regards the best interest of the child. And it turns out that's true not only in American Psychological Association, it's true in other kinds of cases, like when the accounting organizations come out with rules. They have the force of law in equity courts. So, these professional organizations, you need to pay a lot of attention to them. And you need to really get involved in your state in the licensing bodies for these professional organizations, because states can overrule the recommendations of the national bodies. So that's one thing I learned. The second thing is, because the court is going to rely almost exclusively on experts to determine what's in the best interest of the child, it comes down to dueling expert witnesses in family court. And these are $500 to $1,000 an hour people, plus travel expenses. You can imagine that she's got an army of essentially free gay expert witnesses and transgender expert witnesses. Well, I have to pay for all of mine the hard way, and they all have to be willing to, at least to some degree, go against the recommendations of the national professional body, the American Psychological Association. So we've got some of the most eminent experts in the country, but they're super, super expensive. And that's what we've been actually raising money for. I've got my lawyer covered, but these expert witnesses are just unreal how expensive they are.
So what's the game plan going forward? What's your appeals process? You've got a judge that's saying you have to bring up the child a certain way. There's got to be a way to fight that.
Okay, so all the legal experts, the third-party legal experts we've talked to, even those in the Texas government, fully expect my case will go to the Texas Supreme Court. We've had many legal experts who are hoping it goes to the Texas Supreme Court because they want to bind every court in Texas against these practices. So the way it works in Texas is you go to court, an associate judge enters in what's called temporary orders, which are the orders you have to follow until you get to trial. There are three big points out of the temporary orders that I'm under right now. I cannot present James as a boy to any third party who knows him as a girl. And that has effectively kept me out of his entire life at school. I haven't been able to participate in any educational activities or sporting activities because they all know him as a girl, and I refuse to present him as a girl. He won't allow it. He'll just violently act out if I do that. I also have to spend thousands of dollars every time I want to cut my son's hair. I have to get court approval every time I want to cut his hair. She's trying to hyper-feminize him. She's giving him biotin to make his hair grow out faster. She wants him to have girl's hair before we go to trial. And so I'm maintaining the status quo, and so every 6 weeks I have to spend between $2,000 and $3,000 to get his hair cut.
Wow.
Then the court also, and this is the big one, the court has enjoined me from trying to convince James that he's actually a boy. I'm not allowed to try to convince my son that he is a boy. Now, this has restricted me from teaching the traditional Christian understanding of sexuality and sex. I've had to pull him out of Sunday school because I'm an Orthodox Christian. We teach out of the book of Genesis. Right? We teach man and woman. So I haven't been able to allow him to go to Sunday school. And it's presented me a lot of problems. I grew up here in Texas, so before I could shoot and hunt, when I was a young boy, I used to use an Apache throwing stick, and I used to hunt rabbits and squirrels with a throwing stick. And my sons are real eager to learn that skill. So we're stalking rabbits, and we're doing this. We're starting to do some basic hunting. And we get real dirty. We're down by the creek. We came back to the shower. My boys are getting in the shower. And my son, Jude, just looks at me and points at James's penis and says, "How can it be a girl? Why do you keep calling him a girl?" Why do I have to call him now? Like, dude, I can't legally answer that question. You know, before you go to bed every night, I read you the book of Genesis up to the creation of man and woman. That's your answer. That's all I can tell you. I mean, that's where I am. So that's the temporary orders I'm under until I go to trial.
Wow. So they're not just infringing on your right to bring up your child properly, but they're infringing on your right to teach the Bible, your religious right. You know, until Christians decide to rise up, but I'll tell you what's really discouraging. We've allowed them, or they've allowed themselves, to believe in things like abortion. I have Christians that actually believe that abortion is okay in front of the Lord. This is the same God that created you, that has a plan for your life, and they have the spine, I'll put it that way, to believe that they have a right to end that life, that plan that God has. Boy, talk about being full of yourself, right?
You're right. And what's interesting, I'm glad you brought that up, because most people who I have interviewed with have not brought that out. The ideological basis for all this goes back to the abortion decision.
Yeah.
So in the abortion decision, Roe versus Wade is something that everybody should actually read the court case. It is probably one of the dumbest court cases you'll ever read in your life. And one of the things that it asserts is that everybody has the right to determine and assert in reality whatever way they want to actualize themselves. It's really based in a kind of self-actualization premise. That was also the basis that was used to legitimize gay marriage. And it is the basis and the kind of language that's used right now to legitimate this child, what I call transgender child abuse. So they're not separate issues. They're absolutely not separate issues in any way. So in terms of the court case, you know, I'm going through temporary orders. Well, I requested a jury trial. Well, many of your listeners may not know, but I think Texas is the only state left that allows juries to determine parental rights.
Wow.
So I have. In fact, Texas is adamant that if you're going to terminate parental rights, only a jury can do it. They don't let judges do that.
All right. Cool.
So So I've requested a jury trial, and we go to trial on October 15th to the 17th. It'll be a 3-day trial. We have a pretrial order. Discovery will be completed 30 days before that, and that's where we're headed. You can guarantee that whoever wins, it will be appealed.
Oh, shit. I hope, you know, listen, I don't want you to go through more aggravation, but I hope it does go to the Supreme Court in Texas, and I hope they do, after they stop laughing, I hope they shoot all this down. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. We're going to finish up the story in the next segment. Really, you can't miss this, and we have to help this man. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. Now, I'm glad you played that bumper music because it kind of relaxes you a little bit, right? I mean, is that that's the Oak Ridge voice, right? So you hear them, you hear the voice, some Americana right there, kind of calm you. Because I can't see, if your heart isn't pumping, if your blood pressure isn't up and you're not mad, there's something wrong with you. You need to go get checked, like, soon. Because in this country, you can't raise your kids in a God-fearing way. You can't raise your kids in what God gave them for parts and pieces. I am so tired of this joke that there's no genders. Absolutely no genders. You know what? And some of you may get upset at me for saying this. All right, let me call you on this. Since you say we should have why don't we put pictures of the genitalia? If you have this, you go in this room. If you have this, you go in this room. Because I'm tired of saying there's no difference. There's a big difference. There's a big difference in body structure, muscle mass, bone, everything. I don't care whether it's chemicals. There's a different chemical makeup, male to female. There aren't 78 different chemical makeups. There's two. All right? I mean, there aren't 78 different types of genitalia. There's two. All right? We could do this all day long. And so this is why the left makes you nuts. There are no ground rules for them. Whatever comes out of their mouth, whatever thought bounces between their ears, is truth and gospel for them. And anything we say is tomfoolery. Anyway, Jeff Younger's with me, and he's fighting for his son's life for all intents and purposes. Judges ordered him, really, to bring up his boy as a girl. And Jeff, again, thanks for being with me, and thanks for telling your story.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that you brought up was... you know, how the left does not seem to be responsive to arguments or does not seem to care about what we care about. They don't want to compromise with us. They don't. They're out to finish this. And I think that's basically true. I think the left does not fundamentally believe what it believes because of reasons. And I've come to believe that because I've just read a lot about this transgender business, and I've read huge swaths of the research. And it's just riddled with these bizarre contradictions. If you go to SaveJames.com and you go to the blog, I talk a lot about this. You know, for example, they'll say gender is a social construct, but gender is innate and immutable, and if you don't affirm your child, then they'll commit suicide. Well, how can, it can't be both. It's either a social construct or it's innate and immutable, but it cannot be both, right? They'll say, oh, no, your biological sex is irrelevant to gender, but you have to cut off your sexual organs in sex change surgeries or people will not be able to psychologically adjust. I thought it was irrelevant. If it's irrelevant, why are we doing sex change surgeries on people? Makes no sense.
Nope.
They'll say, well, science is the basis for all this transgender stuff. But plenty of scientists espouse a sexual binary based on genetics and based on physical biology. And those people are said to be unscientific, biological essentialists, and all these other fancy words they use, right? So there's like all of these tremendous and obvious contradictions in this transgender ideology, but it does not change their mind. It doesn't even change the minds of experts in the field. And what that tells me is that they're not holding their views because of reason or reasons. They have convictions, and they're simply going to see them put through. And they're willing to do terrible things to kids in order to get their convictions put through. So I don't think that arguing with the left is going to do much. I think what having an understanding of these kinds of contradictions does allow you to do is to show other people who may not be committed to this madness that it's okay not to believe it. And we need to do a lot of that. We need to be challenging people. Well, you said gender is a social construct, then why is it innate and immutable for these kids? We need to ask these questions of these people. And, you know, the other thing is just the common sense stuff. Like, well, the basic principle in psychology has always been, you know, if you can wait and see and just let something go for a while and see how it plays out, you do that. You don't take radical, irreversible actions, right? I'm just advocating with my son a wait-and-see attitude. Let's just wait till he's 18 when he can reason about these things on his own, right? But the problem is that they're lying about this stuff. They're saying that there's a biological cause of gender dysphoria, that somehow you can be born, you hear this all the time, oh, maybe he was born a girl in a boy's body. You know, there's not a single study, there's nothing out there. There is no neurological basis to believe that that's true at all. The only place, honestly, I can actually, when I try to find the origin of this, is actually in a comedy show. People were making these kinds of jokes, and there's no science behind it. There's not one study on it. They don't know what the long-term effects of these puberty blockers are going to be.
No, none.
In Europe, Yeah, in Europe, they're finding 15-year-old boys having life-threatening osteoporosis from these things. They really don't know what they're going to do.
That's the other thing, Jeff. If they were honest about this, I look at them and say, all right, so women are more susceptible to osteoporosis than men are, right? They also fight heart disease a different way than we do. So they make the transition, does that go away? Because truly, if they're truly making the transition, if everything you say is real, then all that stuff should go away, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and it doesn't. In fact, it gets worse. The effects on the heart are just now starting to be understood in U.S. research. And we're seeing pediatric endocrinologists talk about heart problems in kids who've been on this for just a couple of years, you know. And the other thing, you brought up Walt Heyer, who I got to tell you, I do too, and I have all of his books. You should all go to his Amazon page and check out his books, and they're fantastic books. They've really helped me in this fight. But the stories of detransitioners are just routinely dismissed or silenced by these transgender actors.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. They just ignore these people.
It's what's infuriating is when you're doing what they think you ought to be doing, right? You know what I'm saying here? When you're doing what they believe to be true, then all of a sudden, they're there with you. They're on your side. They're there. They'll fight. They'll get you the money. But when another doctor with two brain cells rubbed together said, geez, Walt, this isn't what you needed. What you needed was this. He couldn't find anybody to return his phone calls. How disingenuous is that?
I know. And it's very common, they'll be suppressed, even the media. They can't get media interviews. I hate to say this, but it's true even among conservative media sometimes. A lot of conservative media has just given in to the LGBT agenda. They just assume that that's just the way it's going to be and have given in to it. Among Republicans right here in Texas.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, how is the Texas legislature handling you or handling this? I had to ask.
So I spent the last 4 months lobbying the Texas legislature. And I went down to Austin. I've given speeches. I've talked to senators and representatives all over the place. On four occasions, we attempted to bring bills to either two in the House and then twice in the Senate. Republicans in Texas would not pass a bill outlawing childhood sex change surgeries. They would not do it.
Childhood? In the last... Think about what you're asking them to do. Wait till the body finishes forming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You can't get a tattoo in Texas till you're 18. But you can get a sex change surgery.
But you can cut off vital parts of your body. Yeah. Well, it makes sense to me.
And I got to tell you, it's a lot of people that many people in Texas think are big-time conservatives, big-time religious people. Our Hail Mary pass at the end of the session was in the Senate. We had a sponsor for an amendment to a medical licensing bill. And we were just going to say that it was possible for the medical licensing board to revoke the medical license of any doctor who did a sex change surgery on a minor. And Dan Patrick, our lieutenant governor, prevented us from bringing that to the floor. He also prevented the heartbeat abortion bill. We were supposed to join Georgia and Alabama in that abortion bill, and it was our lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, who stopped us from doing that. So we got a big problem in the Republican Party that we have to be honest about. And, we talked about this during the break, right, that if we're honest, we conservatives haven't conserved anything.
Nope.
We have not been able to effectively beat back this tide of leftist perversion. And the left has won every single social and even every major political battle with us since World War II. I mean, we lost no-fault divorce, gay marriage. This trans thing is coming so fast, and now they're talking about, they're having conferences on normalizing pedophilia right now.
I know. Oh, come on, Jeff, you're telling me.
People laugh about this stuff, but again, it's all one ideology. It's all one ideology.
We do these stories every single night. I'm one of the few old white guys dealing with, okay, we're out of time. I'm going to bring you back as we progress on a regular basis. People, go to SaveJames.com. SaveJames.com. You need to tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Skip a cup of coffee. Give him the $5 towards it. You've got to help this guy. If you really believe what you say you believe, you've got to help this guy. Joe Messina, coming up next, a smorgasbord of craziness and even more of these kind of stories. You're listening to The Real Side.